While the heat and humidity is going to continue, now that's a given this time of year, of course, but we're also going to deal with more storms after yet another stormy late afternoon, early evening yesterday. We again saw an intense storm develop over Clay County and build and spread northward up into Duval County. Some small hail, wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour. A few spots had more than an inch of rain in a short period of time. Many areas had at least a half inch to an inch of rain. And today we get to do it all over again. As Rich alluded to yesterday, it's the old broken record with storms this afternoon developing later in the day. It's still, you get long parts of the day that are dry, but hot. Will be around 90 by noon into the low to mid 90s mid-afternoon. The first scattered storms begin to develop. They're sort of isolated and hit and miss initially, and then increase in intensity and coverage by late afternoon, spreading to the east and northeast, nailing some of the beaches as well before heading on out to sea by, say, 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Perhaps a little bit longer this evening if an upper-level disturbance stays back across the area long enough. In any case, plan on some late-day and early-evening thunderstorms. Now, over the weekend, a little bit of a change of pace. On Saturday, tomorrow goes largely dry all of a sudden. Now, it'll be a scorcher. Temperatures will be into the mid-90s. Feel-like temperatures well above 100 degrees. It will still have some widely scattered thunderstorms develop in the afternoon, but they'll be mainly inland the way it looks, near and west of Interstate 95, and pretty hit and miss. Now, Sunday, the coverage of the storms picks up again a little bit in the afternoon with the flow of winds beginning to go back from a direction out of the west and southwest, which is typically a little bit stormier, a little bit more widespread for the area. So it looks like the coverage of storms tomorrow will be, let's start with today. Our coverage of storms today, roughly 60 to 70% of the area. Tomorrow, only about 30% of the area. Then back up to about half the area on Sunday. And then the storms increase again, with many areas getting some storms early next week on Monday and Tuesday. I did tweet out and Instagram and Facebook a bunch of images and videos from yesterday and last evening's storms and rainbows and sunsets. It was absolutely beautiful. I mean, our skies were, it was a gift. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. I hope you had a chance to see it. And if not, you get a chance to still look at all that stuff on our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mike First Alert. In the tropics, there are really no areas of concern right now. There are some pretty active tropical waves coming off the coast of Africa, not unusual for the first 10 days of August. It doesn't look like anything develops in the short term for the most part, although we might try to get an uptick with a disturbance moving across the central Atlantic. The conditions overall don't look like it would be able to make a long track across the area. I think where we watch next would be the western Caribbean and or southern and southwestern Gulf of Mexico, and that would be in roughly about 10 days or so. So there's stuff to watch, so to speak, coming off Africa, but it doesn't seem to be anything imminent or certainly anything that's looks overly threatening or large. Now, having said that, NOAA issued their updated hurricane season forecast yesterday, and following the cue of Dr. Klotzbach at Colorado State University the day before on Wednesday, calling for a very active end to our hurricane season, which doesn't peak for another 4 weeks and then gradually tapers off typically through the middle of October and then drops dramatically thereafter. But the forecast is for, in total, 19 to 25 named storms, 7 to 11 of which would be hurricanes, 3 to 6 of which would be major, which is a category 3, 4, or 5. Now, that does take into account the 9 named storms and 2 hurricanes that have already occurred. So that would translate then into 10 to 16 new named storms to come yet, 5 to 9 of which would be hurricanes, then again the 3 to 6 that would be major. That would be a major season. There's no two ways about it. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, having said that, we don't know exactly where they're going to go, obviously. It's hard enough when it's a day or two out, let alone before the storms have even developed. Maybe they'll stay out to sea. That would be the best scenario, of course. But and then we've had active seasons, very active seasons, that have been like that. However, given the setup and what we've had already this summer, one would have to think that we're going to have some threats to the lower 48. So always best to prepare in advance and prepare well. You can do that by going to our website, WOKV.com, at actionnewsjax.com. We have our 2020 Hurricane Preparedness Guide ready for you to download, and you can check it all out. Again, that's at actionnewsjax.com, and always updating the tropics, talking the tropics with Mike. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. For 104.5, WOKV.